Hi guys, welcome to the Perks of Being a Wallflower. So, we're starting off with December 25th, 1991. Dear friend, I'm sitting in my dad's old bedroom in Ohio. The family's still downstairs. I really don't feel very well. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm starting to get scared. I wish we were going back home tonight, but we always sleep over. I don't want my mom to tell about it. I don't want to tell my mom about it, because it would just make her worry. I would tell Sam and Patrick, but they didn't call yesterday, and we left this morning after we opened presents. Maybe they called this afternoon. I hope they didn't call this afternoon because I wasn't there. I hope it's okay that I'm telling you this. I just don't know what else to do. I always get sad when this happens, and I wish Michael were here. And I wish my Aunt Helen were here. I miss my Aunt Helen like this. Reading the book isn't helping either. I don't know. I'm just thinking too fast. Much too fast. It's like tonight. The family watched It's a Wonderful Life, which is a very beautiful movie, and all I could think about was why they didn't make the movie about Uncle Billy. George Bailey was an important man in the town. Because of him, a whole bunch of people got to get out of the slums. He saved a town, and when his dad died, he was the only guy who could do it. He wanted to live an adventure, but he stayed behind and sacrificed all of his dreams for the better good of the community. And when that made him sad, he was going to kill himself. He was going to die because of his life insurance money. It would have taken care of his family. And then an angel comes down and shows him what life would be like if he had never been born, and how the whole town would have suffered, and how his wife would have been an old maid. And my sister didn't even say anything about how that's such an old-fashioned thing this year. Every other year she says something about how Mary was working for a living, and just because she's not married, it doesn't mean that she's worthless. But this year she didn't. I didn't know why. I thought it might be about that secret boy of hers. Or maybe it's what happened in the car on the way over to Grandma's house. I just wanted the movie to be about Uncle Billy because he drank a lot and was fat and lost the money in the first place. I wanted an angel to come down and show us how Uncle Billy's life had meaning. Then, I think I'd feel better. It started yesterday at home. I don't like my birthday. I don't like it at all. I went shopping with my mom and sister, and my mom was in a bad mood because of parking spaces and lines. And my sister was in a bad mood because she couldn't buy her secret boy a present and hide it from mom. She would have to come back later herself. And I felt weird. Really weird, because as I was walking around all the stores, I didn't know what present my dad would like to receive from me. I knew what to buy or give Sam and Patrick, but I didn't know what I could buy or give or make for my own dad. My brother likes posters of girls and beer cans. My sister likes a haircut gift certificate. My mom likes old movies and plants. My dad only likes golf, and that's not a winter sport except for in Florida, and we don't live there. And he doesn't even play baseball anymore. He doesn't like to even be reminded unless he tells the stories. I just wanted to know what to buy my dad because I love him, and I don't know him, and he doesn't like to talk about things like that. Well, why don't you chip in with your sister and buy him that sweater? I don't want to. I want to buy him something. What kind of music does he like? My dad doesn't listen to a lot of music anymore, and the stuff he likes, he has. What kinds of books does he like to read? My dad doesn't read books too much anymore because he listens to books on the cassette tapes on the way to work, and he gets them free from the library. What kind of movies? What kind of anything? My sister decided to buy the sweater on her own, and she started to get mad at me because she needed time to come back to the store to buy the present for her secret boyfriend. Just buy him some golf balls, Charlie. Jesus. But that's a summer sport. Mom, would you make him buy something? Charlie, calm down. It's okay. I felt so sad. I didn't know what was going on. Mom was trying to be really nice because when I get like this, she's the one that tries really hard to keep things calm. I'm sorry, Mom. No, don't be sorry. You want to get a nice present for your father. That's a good thing. Mom! My sister was really getting mad. My mom didn't even look at my sister. Charlie, you can buy your father whatever you want. I know he'll love it. Now calm down, it's okay. My mom took me to four different stores. each one, my sister just sat in the nearest chair and groaned. I finally found the perfect store. It was a movie place. And I found a video cassette of the last episode of MASH without all the commercials. And I felt a lot better. Then I started calling Mom and telling her about how we all watched it together. She knows, Charlie. She was there. Let's go. Duh. My mom told my sister to mind her own business, and she told me to tell a story that she already knew, leaving out the part about my dad crying because that was our little secret. My mom even told me how I tell stories very well. I love my mom, and this time I told her I loved her, and she told me she loved me too, and things were okay for a little while. We were sitting at the dinner table waiting for my dad to come home with my brother from the airport. He was really late, and my mom started to worry because it was snowing really hard outside, and she kept my sister at home because she needed help with dinner. She wanted it to be extra special for my brother and for me because he was coming home, and it was my birthday. But my sister just wanted to buy her boyfriend a present. She was in a really bad mood. She was being like those bratty girls in movies from the 80s, and my mom kept saying young lady after every sentence. My dad finally called and said that because of the snow, my brother's plane was going to be very late. I just heard my mom start the discussion. But it's Charlie's birthday dinner. I don't expect you to do anything about it. Did he miss it? I'm just asking. I didn't say it was your fault. No, I can't keep it warm. It'll be dry. What? But it's his favorite. Well, when am I supposed to feed them? Of course they're hungry. You're already an hour late. Well, you could have called. I don't know how long my mom was on the phone because I couldn't stay at the table and listen. I went into my room and read. I wasn't hungry anymore anyways. I just wanted to be in a quiet place. After a little while, my mom came into the room. She said that Dad just called again and they should be home in about 30 minutes. She asked me if anything was wrong, and I knew that she didn't mean my sister, and I knew that she didn't mean she and Dad fighting on the phone because that stuff just happens sometimes. She just noticed that I looked very sad today, and she didn't think of it. And she didn't think it was my friends leaving because I looked okay yesterday when I came back from sledding. Is it your Aunt Helen? It was the way she said it that started me feeling. Please, don't do this to yourself, Charlie. But I did do it to myself, like I do every year on my birthday. I'm sorry. My mom wouldn't let me talk about it. She knows that I stop listening and I start to really breathe fast. She covered my mouth and wiped at my eyes. I calmed down enough to make it downstairs, and I calmed down enough to be glad when my brother came home, and when we ate dinner, it wasn't too dry. Then we all went outside to put up luminaria, which is an activity where all our neighbors fill brown paper bags with sand and line the street with them. Then we stick a candle in the sand of each bag, and when we light the candles, it turns the street into a landing strip for Santa Claus. I love putting luminaria up every year because it's very beautiful and a tradition and a good distraction from my birthday. My parents gave me some really nice birthday presents. My sister was still mad at me, but she got me a Smiths record anyways. And my brother got me a poster signed by the whole football team. My dad gave me some records that my sister told him to buy. And my mom gave me some of the books she loved when she was a kid. One of them was The Catcher in the Rye. I started reading my mom's copy from the place I left off with Bill's copy, and it made me not think about my birthday. All I thought about was that I'm going to take my driver's test sometime soon enough. That was a pretty good thing to think about. And then I thought about my driver's education class this past semester. Mr. Smith, who is kind of short and smells funny, wouldn't let any of us turn on the radio as he rode around. There were also two sophomores, one boy and one girl. They used to secretly touch each other's legs in the back seat when it was my turn. Then there was me. I wish I had a lot of stories about driver's education class. Sure, there were these movies about death on the highway. And sure, there were police officers coming to talk to us. And sure, it was fun to get my learner's permit. But Mom and Dad said they didn't want me driving until I absolutely had to because insurance is so expensive. And I could never ask Sam to pick up her truck or to drive her pickup truck. I just couldn't. These kinds of things kept me calm the night of my birthday. The next morning, Christmas started out nice. Dad liked his copy of MASH a lot, which made me so happy, especially when he told his own story about the night we watched it. He left out the part about him crying, but he winked at me, so I knew he remembered. Even the 2-hour drive to Ohio was actually okay for the first half hour, even though I had to sit on the hump in the back seat because my dad kept asking questions about college and my brother kept talking. He's dating one of those cheerleader girls who does flips during college football games. Her name is Kelly. My dad was very interested in that. My sister made up some remark about how cheerleading is stupid and sexist, and my brother told her to shut up. Kelly was majoring in philosophy. I asked my brother if Kelly was unconventionally beautiful. No, she's hot beautiful. And my sister started talking about how the way a woman looks is not the most important thing. I agreed, but then my brother started saying how my sister was just a bitchy girl. Then my mom told my brother not to use such language in front of me, which was strange considering I am probably the only one in my family with a friend who is gay. Maybe not, but one who actually talks about it, I'm not sure. Regardless, my dad asked how my brother and Kelly met. My brother and Kelly met at a restaurant called Ye Olde College Inn or something like that at Penn State. They supposedly have this famous dessert called Grilled Stickies. Anyway, Kelly was with her sorority sisters, and they started to leave, and she dropped her book right in front of my brother, and he kept walking. My brother said that although Kelly denies this, he's sure that she dropped the book on purpose. The leaves were in full bloom when he caught up with her in front of the old video arcade. That's how he described it anyways. They spent the rest of the afternoon playing old video games like Donkey Kong and feeling nostalgic, which, as a general statement, I found sad and sweet. I asked my brother if Kelly drank coca. Are you high? And again, my mom asked my brother not to use such strange language in front of me, which was weird again because I think I'm the only person in my family who's ever been high. Maybe also my brother, but I'm not sure. Definitely not my sister. And then again, maybe my whole family has been high and we just won't tell each other these things. My sister spent the next 10 minutes denouncing the Greek system of sororities and fraternities. She kept telling stories of hazing and how kids have died before. She then told this one story about how she heard that there was a sorority that made the new girls stand in their underwear while they circled their fat in red magic markers. My brother had enough of my sister at this point. Bullshit! I still can't believe that my brother swore in the car, and my mom or my dad didn't say anything. I guess because he's in college now, it's all right. My sister didn't care about the word. She just kept going. It's not bullshit. I heard it. Watch your mouth, young lady, my dad said from the front seat. Oh yeah, where'd you hear it? My brother asked. I heard it on National Public Radio, my sister said. Oh Jesus. My brother has a very full laugh. Well, I did. My mom and dad looked like they were watching a tennis match through their windshield because they just kept shaking their heads. They didn't say anything. They didn't look back. I should point out, though, that my dad slowly started turning the Christmas music on the radio to a deafening volume. You are so full of shit. How would you know anything anyways? You haven't been to college. Kelly didn't go through anything like that. Oh, yeah? Like she would tell you? Yeah, she would. We don't keep secrets. Oh, you're such a sensitive new age guy. I wanted them to stop fighting because I was starting to get upset, so I asked another question. Do you talk about books and issues? Thank you for asking, Charlie. Yes, as a matter of fact, we do. Kelly's favorite book just happens to be Walden by Henry David Thoreau, and Kelly just happened to say that the transcendental movement is a close parallel to this day and age. Ooh, big words. My sister rolls her eyes better than anyone. Oh, I'm sorry, was anyone talking to you? I happened to be telling my younger brother about my girlfriend. Kelly says she hopes a good Democratic candidate will challenge George Bush. Kelly says that her hope is that the ERA might finally pass if that happens. That's right, the ERA that you always squawk about. Even cheerleaders think about those things, and they can actually have fun in the meantime. My sister folded her arms in front of her and started whistling. My brother was too much on a roll to stop, though. I noticed that my dad's neck was getting very red. But there's another difference between you and her. You see, Kelly believes in women's rights so much that she would never let a guy hit her. I guess I can't say that about you. I swear to God, we almost died. My dad hit those brakes so hard that my brother almost flew over the seat. And when the smell from the tires started to fade, my dad took a deep breath and turned around. First, He looked at my brother. He didn't say a word. He just stared. My brother looked at my dad like a deer caught by my cousins. After a long 2 seconds, my brother turned to my sister. I think he felt bad about it because of how the words came out. I'm sorry, okay? I mean it. Come on, stop crying. My sister was crying so hard it was scary. Then, my dad turned to my sister. Again, he didn't say a word. He just snapped his fingers to distract her from crying. She looked at him. She was confused at first because he wasn't giving her a warm look. But then, she looked down and shrugged and turned to my brother. I'm sorry I said what I said about Kelly. She sounds nice. Then, my dad turned to my mom. My mom turned to us. Your father and I don't want any more fighting, especially in the family's house. Understood? My mom and my dad make a real team sometimes. It's amazing to watch. My brother and sister both nodded and looked down. And then, my dad turned to me. Charlie? Yes, sir. It's important to say sir in these moments. First, if they ever call you by your first, middle, last name, you better watch out. I'm telling you. Charlie, I would like you to drive the rest of the way to my mother's house. Everyone in the car knew this was probably the worst idea my dad ever had in his whole life, but no one argued. He got out of the car in the middle of the road. He got in the back seat between my brother and sister. I climbed to the front seat, stalled the car twice, and put on my seatbelt. I drove the rest of the way. I haven't sweat that much since I played sports, and it was cold out. Okay, so that's where I'm going to stop for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this little reading. I'm sorry it's a couple days late again. Honestly, I might just not post them on Sundays. It might just be a random day of the week because life has been crazy, at least until I move into my new apartment with Rev. But yes, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's bedtime story. And I hope it was comfy and nice. And sorry every time I mess up, because I always mess up in these, but that's just a part of it. It's all natural. So, I will see you all very, very, very soon. Okay, good night. Bye.